WTAW News. Time is 8:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. We have late word of an accident on F&B Road. If you need to go, this is blocking off all traffic on F&B from 2818 to GSB, the General Services Building. If you need to go that direction, go past F&B Road on 2818 and turn east onto University Drive. Brazos County Commissioners held the first of what will be two public hearings this week on the proposed closures of two railroad crossings south of Welburn off FM 2154. Monday night, most of the more than 30 speakers were against closing Wade and Straub roads.
What you're doing is plonking an industrial facility in an area which is clearly has a future as a residential area. Why can't you consider somewhere else?
If you're really concerned about safety, eliminate cars ever going over that track at all, ever.
We would by closing the crossing.
No, open green spray like you're saying and make it a grade separation.
Texas A&M University paid for both of those grade separations at Old Main Street and at Joe Route.
I've been, how they say, screwed once. It looks like I'm getting it again, this time without any bad wind.
Another public hearing will be held Thursday starting at 5 in the commissioner's meeting room. Local women who are the victims of domestic violence have another way to share. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons has announced more than 100 salon professionals have gone through a program called Cut It Out.
Because they're skilled and experienced listeners, interested in those around them, many victims who are suffering feel comfortable talking to their stylist.
Salon professionals have been taught to recognize warning signs, then safely refer victims to local resources. Two College Station roommates could use some home improvement after an argument led to one being stabbed with a cordless power drill. Police were called Monday evening to their residence east of Texas Avenue across from Longmire Park. 38-year-old Arnolfo Ramon Jimenez was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. An out-of-towner is headed to prison for running a pair of scams in Bryan and property crimes in other parts of the state.
There were 13 criminal charges against 29-year-old Desmond Robinson. In a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, he was sentenced to 6 years in the most recent case, where he admitted to creating a bogus company in Bryan, where he stole money from staffing companies in Houston and Austin. Robinson also admitted to violating probation on prior convictions for not paying contractors for work done on a home in Bryan that he did not own. Robinson, who lived in Edna between Victoria and El Campo, was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $37,000. According to local jail records, there's a state hold to serve a 10-year sentence in another case, and Harris County wants him for property crimes and set a bond of $800,000 in that matter. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M University is applying to host a 2016 presidential debate.
Really, a lot of people are working on this, students, faculty, members of staff at Texas A&M, and also people from our community, from our county government, from local law enforcement, and from our independent school districts.
Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says hosting one of the four debates in fall 2016 would be a great opportunity for not only the community, but the university.
Well, it's a really incredible opportunity to showcase all the wonderful things that are going on at Texas A&M and the great strides that have been made at this university over the last few years.
Bermudez says several factors are taken into consideration when selecting a host site, including facilities, transportation, and security. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Again, F&B Road is closed due to an overturned vehicle. Officials say those needing to reach the General Services Building from 2818 should drive south to University, then turn left, and then turn left on Agronomy. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
If you enjoy freshly brewed, handcrafted beer paired with chef-inspired cuisine, the only place you'll find them is at Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, the best brewery in town. Blackwater Draw brews their beer right in the front of the house, providing the full brewery experience while you dine. Did you know that you could take home your favorite Blackwater Draw draft or other favorite Texas craft beers? Did you know they have the NFL Sunday ticket so you can enjoy your Sunday brunch? Blackwater Draw Brewing Company, located on the corner of Church and Boyette behind Northgate.
It's 8:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Any patchy fog will give way to sunshine today. Our temperatures a mild 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows near 45. Sun will fade tomorrow's clouds increase. We could get a shower later in the day, a high of 65. It'll be fairly cloudy tomorrow night. There's the chance for a shower. Lows will be around 45. Thursday clouds, the potential for a shower and turning cooler. Highs Thursday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we did words that have been added to the dictionary, or to the word spy. We've got words now that are added to the dictionary. 1,000 new words are going to be added to the Oxford Dictionaries online. The website keeps a record of current and modern English words and often is updated with new ones like gel, J-E-L. What does that mean, Patrick?
Jealous.
Oh, okay.
Jelly.
And man crush and all that kind of stuff. So here we go. The an LOL cat, that is a funny picture of a cat.
Okay? Lol cat.
Yeah. Duck face.
Ugh.
Of course, the lip-thrusting pout. Yeah.
Or done with Pringles.
Yeah. Mahusive.
Huh?
Which simply means very large. Mahusive. M-A-H-O-O-S-I-V-E.
Okay.
That's a new one on me.
A few others that have been added. Cool beans.
Yep.
That took a
while. That's been around for a while.
It has been around for a while. Digital footprint. The information that anybody happens to leave on the internet. 5-second rule. Okay. IDC, the abbreviation IDC, which is I don't care. Misery index, an informal measure of the state of the economy.
It's back.
It is. Permadeath. As in video games, a situation in which a character cannot reappear after having been killed, and tech wreck, collapse in the price of a share of a high-tech industry stock.
Ooh.
So there you go. All right. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today? Well, wait a minute. Now you can tell me.
I'm doing well.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Story this morning of a retired car salesman named Anthony Kalisnis and his wife, who couldn't afford the $495 purebred Bichon Frise puppy at the pet store in Oceanside, California. So they financed the animal. He's a car salesman, right? 27 monthly payments of $95.99 or a total of $2,591.73 instead of the $4.95. They paid $2,500 for the dog. Jeez. Couple got it home. Anthony read the paperwork, shocked to find out that he had not purchased the dog, but in fact leased the dog. Wait a minute, this guy's a car salesman. He ought to know about that kind of stuff. The contract noted that, quote, if you do not exercise your right to buy the pet at the end of the lease, you will return it to us as the place that we, or a place that we identify. That's right. Even after all those payments, they would still not own the dog, but could pay $93.52 to end the lease or $187 to buy the dog, plus the fees and taxes.
So there's a balloon payment at the end of the dog?
Something like that. Oceanside puppy pet store owner David Salinas says 90% of his customers finance their pet purchases, and it's only a surprise to the customers if they're not reading the contract. The family canceled their lease. They returned the dog. They got a new Bichon Frise puppy free from a local animal shelter. So there! Yes, you can get specific breeds, can't you?
Yes, you can. You know, that's kind of one of the misconceptions of the shelter. Oh, we're full of mixed breed worthless dogs. Well, I know lots of purebred dogs. One of my dogs, I have a Weimaraner, came into the shelter a year old, basic obedience, and neutered. And no one ever came to claim him.
Goodness.
you know, come to find out he's field trained as well.
That's my favorite breed.
We're looking at somebody who lost thousands of dollars worth
really?
Of a dog.
They did.
And, you know, he was sleeping on the bed this morning. 9 years later, he's still with us.
He's digging it. He's digging it. He's got the good life.
You know, we get lots of that happens. And we have a breed wait list for people who are waiting specifically for a breed-specific type dog or a species. So your chickens, your ducks, your goats, your guinea pigs, your goats, pot-bellied pigs, stuff like that. So if you're looking for something particular, let us know. Sometimes we'll do transfers with Houston SPCA. We've brought up chickens before. We brought 100 chickens up in June.
Yeah. Dinner.
And oh, they no, all went to their new homes. They're all laying hens.
Okay.
So they
okay.
all went
okay.
to their new homes within 24 hours because we called our breed weight folks prior to bringing up essentially our order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done that pot-bellied pigs and goats as well. So it's a great partnership we have with them. And, you know, there's every breed of dog out there has a breed rescue because there is somebody out there who got a breed dog, a particular breed of dog for some random reason without really looking into what they were getting. I'm active in Wyme Rescue and German Shorthair Rescue, and we all the time, every single day, there's a dog that needs a home that's a purebred dog, and these rescues are vital to our agency as well, because sometimes we're able to move out some of those dogs a little quicker, and then they get their animals, and they're in foster homes. They don't generally have facilities, so you can talk to the foster home, help pair you with a dog that maybe will work better for your particular situation, and it works all around. Well, good for the dogs, good for the shelters, good for the earth, I guess. I don't know.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody wins in a deal like
and,
that.
So it definitely works. And, you know, you never know what we're going to get in. We just had a purebred Cocker Spaniel. We have a chocolate lab right now. We had a chocolate lab. And so we kind of got a run on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see we won't have a particular breed, something random for a while, and then we'll have five of them. And we had that with the Great Pyrenees about a month ago. We had, I think, six Pyrenees over the course of a two, three week time
Goodness.
Period. So you never know, like I said, what we're going to get in. So just check out our breed wait list or just keep on looking if it's some of those normal dogs we get in, Chihuahuas and Dachshunds, we get them pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So we start on the 10th, we start the 12 strays of Christmas, which is the 12 business days we're open before the Christmas holiday. Now we look at the animals. Today we'll be looking at our list of in our inventory and intake date. And the 12 that have been with us the longest, their adoption fee will be $12 for the 12 strays of Christmas. Once they get adopted, if we get on the first day a couple of three, four adopted, we will add the next three or four that have been with us the longest. So check that out tomorrow. That'll start tomorrow. And Lauren does a great job for us. And I'm sure she'll have them right on our Facebook page first thing in the morning. Now she's probably going, great, thanks for the pressure. It's a really fun event and trying to get some of our animals homes for the holidays. Our longest stay as of over the weekend was Dharma, but she got adopted at Santa's Wonderland. We took 13 pets out to Santa's Wonderland and 12 of them got homes.
Oh, outstanding.
So only one kitten came back, and she's available for adoption at the shelter. She's Pixie. She's there right now. Brown tabby, classic brown tabby, spayed and ready to go home right now. So been in a home with kids and dogs and other cats, so really well-rounded as well. So for more information on any of the pets, go to our Facebook page. We keep that up to date regularly. Our website as well. Now, sometimes we've had people look at our adoption page and go, oh, well, you haven't updated it lately. Well, it does it automatically, but the animals that are at the top are the ones that have been there the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to scroll down if you want to see what's coming in and so forth. So that's AggielandHumane.org is our website, and you can visit us, of course, in person Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturdays, 11 to 3, and we will be closed on Christmas and Eve and Christmas Day, but I'll be back before then to remind you that.
Okay, you will. All right, very good. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That's Leah here from the Humane Society. Visit with them on Tuesdays, and also the Chamber, and Lucia's here this morning. How are you today?
Maybe we need a mascot.
Yeah, there you go. A Chamber mascot. I like that idea. What you got for us?
Well, we're kind of quiet with events this month, but for next month, in January, we have our business after hours at Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. That'll be January 15th, 5:30 to 7. That's free. Great networking. If you haven't been to Briarcrest since they've redone it,
this is
your chance. It's it's cool. And then we are gearing up for the Economic Outlet Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. That'll be January 28th at the Hilton College Station. And we have corporate tables for $6.50, and those are classroom style. I always have to describe them. Uh-huh. People come in, they're like, I don't get it. Yeah. So it's classroom because you're facing.
Way back then, yeah, I used to do that.
So we have tickets. They're $75, and if you register prior to January 9th, you get a $5 discount. And then this week we have a ribbon cutting today, actually, at the chamber from 11:30 to 12. It's Lemieux. I think I'm saying it right. It's a supplement, a seaweed supplement.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to know more, come on by.
Okay.
So, again, that's at Chamber, 4001 East 29th Street. And then on the 12th, is that Friday?
The 12th would be on Friday, yes.
Friday, we have a ribbon cutting for Mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a nonprofit?
That's correct. Uh-huh. It's a what?
Is that a nonprofit?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I need to go to the ribbon cutting.
That's right. You'll know.
You too.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure everyone's seen the signs. Caprock Emergency will be December 15th mm-hmm. from 4:30 to 5, and that's on William D. Fitch. I think they're still working on it.
They are still working on it.
I just drove by it.
Yeah.
And then we do have some deluxe ribbon cuttings. We have Massage Envy also at down that way.
Tower Point.
Mm-hmm. Tower Point on December 10th, 4:30 to 5:30. I used to go to the ones in Houston.
Uh-huh.
You get a discount for your first massage.
Oh, very good.
So come check that out. And then Springleaf Financial is having a deluxe ribbon cutting on December 17th from 4:30 to 5:30. That's 725 East Villa Maria Road, Suite 21, 100 in Bryan. And so we don't have any events this month, but we have a lot of ribbon cuttings.
Well,
so we're
obviously
very active.
Lots of information to load into your, as we were just talking, into your calendar, right?
So if you have some time off, we have some activities for you to come by. There might be some snacks, some drinks. Just check it out.
All right. Very good. Thanks a bunch. We visit the folks from the Chamber as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryant, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The joys of Christmas. Charity, generosity, and kindness are all parts of the joys of Christmas. Observance of the Holy Day has brought amnesty to many prisoners, including war leaders. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Christmas brings with it an outpouring of kindness and charity. Amnesty is often given to prisoners in jails. And in December 1949, General Douglas MacArthur granted a Christmas amnesty to Japanese war leaders. Children who have to stay in hospitals during Christmas are given parties and gifts and entertainment, as well as visits from Santa Claus. But humans are not the only recipients of Christmas bounty. Stores report that there is always an increase in the sale of gifts for household pets at Christmas time. Some sages said, it's too bad the other 364 days of the year aren't as filled with kindness as that wonderful day when we share in the joys of Christmas.
It looks like a rough start for Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will resume their decline at the opening this morning. The market pulled back in yesterday's trading, in part because of concerns about the recent sharp decline in crude oil prices. ConocoPhillips plans to cut its capital spending by 20% next year, and that indicates major oil companies are treating the plunge in crude prices as more than a temporary dip. Apartment landlords have made it cheaper to buy a home than to rent in most markets across the country. Zillow says monthly rents have soared, so even buyers who make low down payments can pay a smaller share of their income for housing than renters. Big retailers rang up weaker sales last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were down 1.5%. And Kohl's hopes to attract last-minute shoppers by having stores open whenever people want to shop in the days before Christmas. Kohl's outlets will open continuously 6 a.m. December 19th through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval. Must be business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at OnDeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Thanks for calling Toyota-thon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyota-thon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyota-thon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota-thon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Dealers.com.
Aggie men's basketball team will be in Waco tonight to take on the Baylor Bears. It'll be the first meeting between the two since February 1st of 2012, the last game that the two teams played with both a member of the Big 12. And, of course, the Aggies moving on to the SEC. Baylor has won five in a row. The last win for Texas A&M came in College Station back in 2010. We won that one 78-71, but since then it's been all Baylor. However, the overall series belongs to Texas A&M. The Aggies have 127 wins and Baylor with 78. Baylor will come into the game tonight with a 7-1 mark. Their most recent game was last Friday night when they played Vanderbilt in Nashville and won that one 66-63. Baylor's only loss this year is in a tournament against Illinois. They lost that one 62-54. They have wins against McNeese State. They beat South Carolina 69-65, beat Prairie View A&M, Stephen F. Austin, and beat Memphis 71-47. The broadcast on this station tonight starts at 7:30. The game will tip at 8 o'clock. I'll be there with John Thornton. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
David Gardner's with lots of ideas for you for your Christmas gift giving. Designs that he's done over the years can be customized so that they're just exactly what you're looking for. Not only David Gardner designs, but designs from other jewelry designers as well. So go in and have a look. And by the way, David Gardner's is proud to introduce the new line of watches called Tudor, which is a division of Rolex. Rolex made by Rolex technicians in Switzerland. These watches have been around since the 1940s. And now David Gardner's is one of only 150 stores in the United States that carry the Tudor brand. You get the same technique and care and the same Rolex guarantees that you would for the Rolex brand watches. Same standard, same dependability. The difference is the price. You can get a Tudor watch for 25 to 40% less than a Rolex. And also, as a, for instance, they have lots of different kinds of bands, so you can switch those out depending on the mood, whether you want a dressy look or you want something that's much more functional and sporty, you can do that as well. Check out the tremendous selection of Tudor watches that are now available at David Gardner's, located at 911 University Drive in College Station.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas Countdown.
Christmas is only 16 days away. But the Christ child was actually born in the early spring. So why do we celebrate Christmas December 25th? Ancient people invented harvest and winter festivals for their various gods. In Rome, it was for Saturn, their god of agriculture. The Saturnalia was 7 days of revelry, complete with gift exchange. With the coming of Christianity, church elders looked to end all pagan rituals. And since the birth of Christ is not a fixed date in the scriptures, December 25th, the midpoint of Saturnalia, was picked for the new holiday, the Mass of Christ, the Christ Mass, hence Christmas. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by the Musical Instrument Museum. There's no place like it on Earth. Visit mim.org.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Brian's Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to ParadowskiLaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Today, a new devious email scam is spreading like fire this holiday season. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. The details coming up. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate work groups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text, but the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers, and printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform. A new devious email scam is spreading that you need to know about. For starters, we're all shopping online this time of year. Cyber thieves know this too and are sending out phony order confirmation email notices from popular retailers like Home Depot, Walmart, Target, Costco, and others. The email looks real. All the logos in place, no typos, and perfect grammar. But if you click the link in the email, watch out. Your system is going to get a nasty Trojan that collects your bank, shopping, and other account passwords. And then it turns your infected machine into a zombie, so it will send out more spam messages. What can you do? Keep your security software up to date. If you want to confirm an order, log into the site rather than clicking email. These few seconds can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Let me help you stay up to date. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Helping lungs protect themselves. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Inflammation is at the root of many disorders, and it worsens with age. Immunologist Joanne Turner at Ohio State University reports in the Journal of Leukocyte Biology that aging mice showed pronounced inflammation in lung tissue.
And then when our mice were placed on ibuprofen, those cells essentially toned down that response. And so they look very similar to cells in the lungs of a young mouse, and the lungs look very similar to lungs of a young mouse.
They also challenged the mice with tuberculosis bacteria and found that old mice on ibuprofen could fight off infection as well as young mice. The work offers new avenues for research, but Turner says it's premature to recommend taking ibuprofen regularly. She says for most people, the best way to control inflammation is by exercising and eating a healthy diet. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News time approaching 8:35. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The proposed closing of two railroad crossings south of Welburn continues to draw opposition and resignation from area homeowners. Brazos County commissioners heard from more than 30 speakers Monday night during the first of two public hearings, most from the Duck Haven and Saddle Creek subdivisions, where homes are valued at more than $350,000.
I really like the plan. I think it's a good one if it really happens.
It was nice to be in the country, but I don't think that's going to last for much longer. So we're going to have to make some changes. There's no way around it.
This is their property. They've had it for hundreds of years. Guess what? They're going to build it. We need to work with these guys. We need to stop throwing them under the bus and asking them to move it to some other county. This thing has been through College Station. That's why we get our name from it.
Your offer's on the table. I'm going to be frank with you. Your offer stinks. We, the citizens of the Welburn community out there, we want to keep Wade Road open. We want to keep Straub Road open.
Another opportunity to speak is Thursday at 5 in the commissioner's meeting room. On the table is closing Straub and Wade Roads. In exchange, commissioners would buy land to extend Greens Prairie Trail west from Welburn to IGN Road. Union Pacific would pay for building the crossing, and TxDOT would put traffic signals and turn lanes at Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. An argument between roommates turned violent Monday evening, leaving one with non-life-threatening injuries and the other charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police responded to the disturbance in the 3,000 block of Texas Avenue across from Longmire Park. They say the weapon of choice for 38-year-old Arnolfo Roman Jimenez was a cordless power drill. Bryan police made two arrests on arson charges last weekend.
A Houston man's accused of causing almost $20,000 damage to an apartment near Blinn College Sunday morning. Bryan police reported College Edge Apartments a fire extinguisher exploded after it was set on top of a stove. When officers entered, they smelled the residue from the fire extinguisher, which was compared to an airbag being activated. They saw a microwave melting over the stove that was dripping plastic onto the burners that were still on. Linoleum flooring was burned to the concrete, and two exterior glass doors were shattered. They also found running water in a bathroom where the toilet and water lines were broken, and copper wiring and refrigerant lines were ripped out of the air conditioning unit. Officers found the occupant, who appeared calm but was under the influence of something. He was eating a hot dog while raw hamburger was in flames on another red-hot burner. 19-year-old Drew Lokeridge Fletcher is also accused of damaging two parked cars. On New Year's Day, 911 received a call from a woman living in a fourplex on Cypress Bend Drive off Finfeather west of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. According to the arrest report, she heard the man say he was going to burn down the house. Moments later, dispatchers heard the smoke alarm. Law enforcement extinguished the fire, which was started after a phone book was placed on top of a stove. Last Friday, 56-year-old Carl Felton of Bryan was arrested. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's another way for women to report domestic violence. It's as close as more than 100 local salon professionals. They've completed training in the Cut It Out program organized by Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons.
Because of the intimate nature of the relationship between salon professionals and their clients, they can often spot the signs of physical abuse and other that others may never ever see.
Charlotte Green of Chrome, a salon experience, is among those who have gone through the training.
And I'm extremely thankful that the salon community has been asked to be a part of this, because we all are the people that women are seeking out to make themselves look good and feel better. And I think we always go to a place where we feel better when we're in trouble. I would just like to say thank you from the entire salon community for believing and trusting in us and allowing us to touch the lives of thousands of women.
The training helps salon professionals recognize warning signs of domestic violence among clients, colleagues, friends, and family, then safely refer victims to local resources. Presidential or vice presidential candidates in 2016 could be coming to Texas A&M.
People from A&M and the community are working on an application to host one of four presidential debates in fall of 2016. Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says several factors are considered.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the suitability of the facilities and the infrastructure in the university and in the community. So the ability, transportation, to be able to work with the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies to provide security for the candidates.
Bermudez says another piece is the educational value of hosting the debate and how it can be used to enhance the student experience at A&M. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor-elect Greg Abbott reveals the top priorities for his administration.
Abbott talked about improving all aspects of education.